Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Jessica Gonzalez. She is a spokesperson for SAC-RT. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Well, it's been about a year since our world was turned upside down with a global pandemic. Seems like we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, Jessica. SAC-RT is pitching in to help. The Sacramento Regional Transit District is offering free rides to anyone who needs to get to a scheduled COVID-19 vaccine appointment. So tell us how SAC-RT got involved in this project.
From the start of the pandemic, SAC-RT's number one priority has been ensuring the safety and well-being of our employees, customers, and community members. So by providing free rides to and from COVID-19 vaccine centers, we're really helping the Sacramento region recover from this crisis by continuing to slow the spread of the virus. And that really has been our number one priority.
Did you team up with Sacramento County on the project?
We did. And so we've had an open dialogue with Sacramento County throughout the pandemic to see how transit can help serve our community. So we teamed up with Sacramento County for free rides to get people to vote centers during the election. And this was really the next great step to provide free rides to ensure that all residents living in SAC-RT service area, which is all of Sacramento County, would have equitable access to vaccine sites. Their partnership has been amazing during this pandemic. If that's one of the bright lights that came out of this, it's, you know, we always worked with them before, but really having to do deep dives with them and see how we can help people, we've done that like we've never done before.
So the election was basically a trial run. How did that go?
It was amazing. The coverage and the people who, people were so excited that we were offering that. We did it a couple different ways. We did it for early voting. We did it on election day. We had a week in between on our Smart Ride On Demand service where we offered free rides with a free ride flyer. So really, we were trying to find every possible way that people needed to get to the polls. We were making sure that they could do that. And the response from the community was amazing. Even people who maybe they weren't ready to ride yet, they were so thankful that we were offering the possibility for people to do that. Because we heard that transportation was one of those barriers to get people to the polls, like it is one of those barriers to get people to vaccination sites. So that we could do our part and help people was amazing.
Yeah, a little something like transportation, something that you and I take for granted, something like that. You know, someone's stuck in their house and I really would like to vote or I really would like to get my shot, but I don't have any way to get there.
Yeah, it's been humbling and amazing. I mean, we've always known what we've done for our community, but I really think seeing during the pandemic how many people still needed us and how important that was to them. It's been a lifeline for people. And to see that during the pandemic has been pretty amazing.
It's been a real eye-opener on so many levels, hasn't it?
It has, for sure.
Why did SAC-RT think offering free rides for vaccine appointments was so important?
SAC-RT has been a lifeline for the Sacramento region during the COVID-19 pandemic. We heard lack of transportation may impede access to vaccinations, and we really wanted to make sure we could remove that barrier for people in the Sacramento region, particularly people living in disadvantaged and underserved communities. We know that a lot of people, public transportation is their only way to get around. And so we wanted to make sure that we have that available for them and that we were able to get them there for free without having to worry about the cost of getting there.
How do I set up my free ride for a COVID-19 vaccine appointment, Jessica?
The free rides include all vaccination sites for Sacramento County that are within our service area. So that includes hospitals and pharmacies, any of those pop-up locations. So to ride free, all you need to do is show proof of a COVID-19 vaccine appointment. That could be an email, it could be a text message, it could be the actual vaccination card. So that will serve as valid fare on the date that you want to ride. When boarding a bus, you would just show the operator the printout or a screenshot on a smartphone. And then if you're riding light rail, if a fare inspector comes up, that's all you have to show them. Trying to make it as easy as possible, we've been hearing people get different confirmations depending on the health system or where they're going. But overall, we're hearing there's some type of confirmation that you can get that you have an appointment to go get that shot. So whatever that is, you can show that as proof of your fare to ride free.
I know we touched on this a little bit too, but which of the SACRT transit services are included in the free rides?
All of the services that SACRT provides, which includes SACRT's fixed route bus, our light rail, our Folsom stage line shuttles, our Smart Ride on-demand microtransit shuttles, also our Causeway connection buses, and also SACRT Go paratransit services. For SACRT Go paratransit services, you already have to be eligible and have gone through that program to ride free.
Sure.
But it's a great incentive for people who definitely need transit. A lot of people who are paratransit riders are currently eligible for their vaccine. We've already been seeing a lot of our paratransit customers making those appointments and riding for free. So that's been really great.
How is it going so far? How many people have taken advantage of the free rides?
Yeah, it's amazing to see so many people take advantage in that first week. I know on the first day, on Monday, we already had over 20 people. And to me, that was pretty amazing because you, one, already had to have an appointment to get your vaccine.
Right.
And then two, you knew about this program on the first day. Just yesterday, I went to Cal Expo to meet one of the SACRT Go customers. She allowed me to take a photo of her. And it was amazing to see how excited she was to, number one, be there to get her vaccine. And number two, have a free ride to get there. I mean, she had her own shuttle to herself. Everyone was masked up. I gave them some free iHeart SACRT masks to the driver and to our customer. And just the joy she had to be there and get that comfortable ride from her door to the vaccine center to get that first shot was really amazing to see. But this program really is about community impact, not so much on our ridership, but we're still in the early phases. We know that vaccines aren't available to everyone yet. And so we know as more vaccines become available, we expect to see more people take advantage of the free rides, really over the longer term.
You guys are hopefully about to get real busy doing this. And
we hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. I know as more vaccines become available. So, I mean, it's probably a difficult question for you, but how long do you think that SACRT is going to be offering the free rides to vaccine locations?
Well, at this time, the program, we're offering it through May 31st, 2021. But
Okay. The
good news is we do have the ability to extend the program. So if we see it's popular, if we see there's still a need there, if we're hearing that the vaccines are going to roll out more for the general public in May and June, then we have that ability to extend the program.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you guys are all ramped up, geared up, ready to go. If the need is there, let's keep it going.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you personally know of anybody who's been affected by COVID-19? Family, friends, coworkers?
I do. My stepdad's father actually was one of the first people to pass away in Connecticut.
Oh, no.
From COVID-19. This was back in March. We were affected from really the onset of it.
So oh, boy.
We've taken it very seriously. I recently had a friend I used to work with. Luckily, her and her son got it, but they're doing well. They're already through their 10 days and they handled it pretty well. So I've definitely been hearing of friends and some family members who have been affected. But overall, besides my stepdad's dad, we've been doing well, but we've definitely, you know, we've heard of a lot of friends and friends of friends.
So sorry to hear that. I know there's
Yeah. A
lot of people that have been deeply affected, like you and your family. And then there's some people who, believe it or not, still think it's all made up. And it just, you know,
yeah.
I've got 12 people in my immediate family, and that means my brothers and sisters, their spouses, and then my two nieces. Out of 12 of us, 25% have dealt with it. My brother
Wow. And
both of my sisters-in-law. And the weird thing about it is my brother, he barely even felt it. I mean, he got a real mild case, but both of my sisters-in-law got the real bad fatigue. They both lost sense of smell and taste. And both of them, I mean, this was probably 5 or 6 months ago, and they are both still having trouble taking deep breaths.
Mm-hmm. You're now hearing about these cases that the long haulers, and you just don't know how it's going to affect yourself. Having these vaccines now be available is so great, and I think it's helping so many people.
No question about it. We got a long way to go till we get to the end of this, and we need everybody to get on board and do what they can to help.
Sure.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Jessica Gonzalez, spokesperson for SACRT. You can find him online at sacrt.com. How has overall ridership been for SACRT during the pandemic, Jessica?
Well, in March 2020, when the shelter-in-place order went into effect, we immediately experienced a 75% drop in ridership on bus and light rail.
Wow.
As the region started to reopen, bus and light rail ridership has slowly increased. We're stabilizing at about 45% of ridership from pre-COVID levels. At this point, we don't expect to go up again until state workers start coming back into state offices. We are a big state worker city. We really move state workers back and forth between downtown and other areas. So we know we're probably going to stay around 45% for a while until the state kind of figures out the plan for state workers. But public transit has played a critical role during COVID-19, and we continue to do so to navigate the road post-pandemic recovery. One of the things that's been consistent from the start of the crisis is that public transit is a lifeline for so many, providing critical access to healthcare and grocery stores and medical facilities, and really connecting essential workers to their places of work. At the start of the pandemic, we did temporarily reduce service, but we continued to add back in service over time. And by the end of August, we actually were back to full service levels. Many transit agencies across the country did not do that. But we were hearing from our essential workers, from people who were still riding, that they needed all of our routes back. They needed that frequency back. And so we put that back in place at the end of August. There were some exceptions, like we don't have our school trips going because obviously schools are distance learning.
Right.
And then also our airport express bus. Many people still aren't traveling by air. So those were kind of the two things that we didn't bring back yet.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And we talked about this before we turned the mics on. Boy, I sure miss my coworkers.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
With ridership down so far, what has SACRT done to adapt to the new normal?
During the pandemic, we really seized the opportunity to adapt and refocus and become much more than a transit agency. We actually thrived as a health and social service provider. During the stay-home orders, we really worked on a number of different projects that we probably wouldn't have done if the pandemic didn't happen. We deployed 10 Wi-Fi buses into communities to act as mobile super hotspots to provide free high-speed internet to support distance learning and teleworking efforts.
Great.
We did this earlier on in the pandemic, which, I mean, that's a project we wouldn't have had those 10 buses sitting around to be able to do something like that.
Right.
We also expanded our services for food delivery systems for seniors as part of the Great Plates program. This
nice.
Is another piece that we wouldn't have had additional shuttles to be able to do a program like that. We also used the Wi-Fi buses to help support the census program. The census was a huge thing that happened during the pandemic.
Yep.
We teamed up with the county to provide those free rides to poll locations during the election.
Wow. We're all just kind of learning on the fly, right? I know this
yes.
is my first pandemic. How about you?
This is my first pandemic, yes.
And hopefully the last, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, as we finally start to see counties shift into more open tiers and businesses start to reopen, does SACRT have any new plans on the horizon?
We do. Surprisingly, we have to keep moving forward.
Sure.
We're expanding 3 of our on-demand smart ride zones this April. This summer, we actually have plans to expand more zones. We're really excited about that program. We're also working on our light rail modernization project. Now, this is a huge deal for the Sacramento area.
Love it.
We're going to be adding passing track in our Folsom area stations. We'll be able to provide 15-minute service to those stations. Currently, today, it's just a single track. If you go out to Folsom, the train turns into a single track there, meaning we can only provide 30-minute service. So
right.
we're going to be adding track there. That's going to be a real benefit to those Folsom area stations. And then we're also in the process of getting new low-floor light rail vehicles. Many of our light rail vehicles, you've seen them out there, they're past their useful life. They're very old trains. And so we received over $56 million in state grant funding last year for the light rail modernization effort. And that includes 20 new low-floor light rail trains. And recently, we received additional funding to purchase another 16 vehicles. So we're expecting those first new trains to be out there on the line in fall 2022. Such a huge project for us. It's a long time coming, and we're really excited. That's going to be a real game changer for the region.
I know it's SACRT, but I live in Auburn, so when are you guys going to make it up there? All right, never mind.
Oh, I'll just... someday. I know our general manager, Henry Lee, I mean, he really is focused on making SACRT a regional network. We want to make sure that we can get people all around. So, hey, I can't say never. That's a real possibility.
I'll be patient. For our listeners who haven't been on transit or ridden in quite a while, what kind of advice can you offer when it comes to planning a trip to a vaccine location?
We have a great online trip planner. If you've never ridden transit or you haven't ridden in a while, on our website, sacrt.com, this will help you get around. So you just simply enter your starting point, the address where you are, the address where you want to go, so a lot like Google Maps, and then it will actually tell you which transit services that you should use, the best way to get there, the times you will get there, and the times it will pick you up and drop you off. So really a great resource. And if you're not used to going online, you can always call our customer service phone number. We have customer service representatives that can assist with trip planning. They're really great at that. And so all of those services, though, you can check out sacrt.com or our customer service number, 916-321-2877.
All right, Jessica, now for the million-dollar question. How safe is it to ride public transit?
The great thing is there's scientists out there that have been looking into this question from the beginning of the pandemic.
Sure.
And public transit has proved to be one of the most COVID-safe places outside of the home. Studies have shown that many public transit vehicles are relatively uncrowded, well-ventilated, and transit agencies, of course, are requiring use of masks, which always helps. There are many studies that suggest that transit is safer than originally thought, and there have been no super spreader events that have taken place on public transit.
Great.
SACRT continues to take proactive measures to slow the spread of the virus. We have really put the best safety practices in place right from the beginning. That includes fogging and disinfecting our buses, light rail trains, and facilities. This is that deep cleaning, fogging. We do that every single day. We're cleaning and sanitizing touch points. We're requiring employees and riders to wear that mask at all times. I mean, this message has been really, we've been developing that over the last year and pushing that. Providing employees with personal protective equipment is huge. Reminding riders to maintain social distance. So we have signs, we have audio messages. So really working on that. We've created new seating policies to block seats to make sure people are social distancing.
Nice.
We installed plexiglass where the drivers sit on buses to really help create a protective barrier. Urging riders to download our ZipPass, which is our mobile fare app to reduce touch points. We're also monitoring ridership. So taking a look at, do we need to add a shadow bus? Do we need to add more frequency? Really monitoring what's happening. I mean, pre-COVID, we knew when our peaks were. We knew that morning rush hour and the evening rush hour. During COVID, people have really changed how they get around and what they do and when they're working.
Sure.
And so really, we've had to monitor every day and what's happening and kind of make adjustments here and there as needed. And the biggest thing is we remind customers to stay home if they're sick.
Absolutely. That's huge. I know we're about a year into this global pandemic and we're still kind of learning as we go. But I think the two keys, wearing a mask and social distancing. And if we can do that, and of course, like you said, you guys do a deep clean on all the facilities every day. And so, I mean, that's huge. Those are three huge steps right there.
Yeah.
What have you been hearing from your riders during the pandemic, Jessica?
Well, the biggest thing, we heard that transit is essential. We've conducted a rider survey in September, and in addition to receiving an overall satisfaction score of 4.15 out of 5 on our safety practices, we heard that people will return to transit when more vaccines are available and when COVID cases drop. So we're starting to now see that. So we're actually launching a second rider survey, March 8th, to hear from our current riders, those who used to ride, and community members about their readiness to come back to transit. This information really helps us plan for when we need to increase service, the plan for our future. So that rider survey will be available on our website through March 29th.
And that's online at sacrt.com.
Correct.
Which I'm guessing that I'm going to ask you this one too, but I think I just answered my own question. Jessica, where can our listeners find out more about SACRT transit options and the free rides to vaccine appointments?
Well, we do have a great webpage with everything you need to know. For the vaccine appointments, we do have a special page right there, sacrt.com/vaccines, one-stop shop. You can find out all the information that you need to know about that program, about how to ride, where to find stuff, the best transit options. Exactly. There's examples on there of what you can show to ride free that day. And always you can call our SACRT customer service line, 916-321-BUS, which is 2877, for help. They will help be there to help answer any questions you have and help with trip planning as well.
Someone's grabbing a pencil right now, Jessica. Give out that phone number one more time.
Sure. It is 916-321-BUS, which is 2877.
Excellent. All right, we're early on a Sunday morning. Someone's just grabbing their first cup of coffee. It's been about a year since our world was turned upside down with a global pandemic. SacRT is stepping up to help. Please let our listeners know how you're working with the County of Sacramento and getting people vaccinated, Jessica.
Sure. So we are offering free rides to anyone who needs to get to a scheduled COVID-19 vaccine appointment. That is anywhere within the Sacramento County, anywhere that SacRT travels, and really any of our vehicles that we provide for riders. So really, we want to remove that transportation barrier. We want to help get people vaccinated, and these free rides are a great way to do that.
Outstanding. All right, Jessica, we're running out of time, but what would you like to leave our listeners with this morning?
I just think that we want to remind people that SacRT has been here since the start of the pandemic. We've been here before the pandemic, and we will continue to be here after the pandemic. We want to make sure people understand the importance of public transportation. Right now, we're having really big conversations at the federal level about transportation funding, the importance of transportation, not only for your neighbors, maybe you don't feel like you need to ride, but we need to talk about what's happening with clean air, with our congested roads. Public transit is a solution to those problems. And so really, SacRT needs public support. We need people to understand the importance of getting people around. We want to make sure Sacramento has nice, clean air for next generations. And so we're really excited to move public transit forward in our region. And so we just want to make sure people know all the great work that we've been doing. We want to make sure they know they can get free rides to vaccination sites. And then also, we will always want to make sure people understand we have a free ride program for students. This is from transitional kindergarten through 12th grade. They can ride free any day, anywhere, anytime. You just need to show some proof of a student ID. We also have ride free RT cards for students at our customer service center. So another amazing program that SacRT has been doing to help our students and our hopefully our future of transit ridership get around the region as well.
Well, Jessica, I'm a diehard baseball fan. I know the Rivercats have pushed back their season into May. Can I get a ride to a Rivercats game?
Well, you can get really close.
Okay.
You can get really close. We haven't gone over into Yolo County yet.
Okay.
But there are discussions about taking light rail and getting over there. So those are things that are still in the works. We're talking to the city about it. We're talking to West Sacramento about it. So we're hoping at some point we can extend light rail right over to see a Rivercats game.
You can get me to Old Sacramento. I can do a little pre-gaming and
then
make my way the rest of the way. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me. Jessica Gonzalez, spokesperson for SacRT. Sacramento Regional Transit District is offering free rides to anyone who needs to get to a scheduled COVID-19 vaccine appointment. You can check them out online at sacrt.com. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jessica.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.